Hello and welcome to the new episode of Inspiring Millions with Anjana. Somebody who has pedaled across the length and breadth of the country and has so far cycled over 1 lakh kilometers, either as an urban cyclist or as a cycle tourist, Charan Sadashivan wears many hats. Assistant editor at the Times of India Bangalore Center and author of 2 books, Anti-Clock, published in 2015, and their recently released book, Sammelan 2.0, and an ardent long-distance cyclist, Charan, who likes to be called a rider-writer, has completed several races such as the 900-kilometer The Great Malnad Challenge, 900-kilometer Tour to Nilgiris, 550-kilometer Manali to Kardungla, to name a few. Now let's hear from the cyclist himself about his pedaling journey and his plan for the next 5 years. Welcome, Charan.
Thanks, Anjana. Thanks a lot for inviting me for this particular episode, which you said is aimed at inspiring people. And I'm really glad to be part of this, and I'm privileged to be talking to you here about my journey.
Thank you so much, Charan. So let's begin. So Charan, how did you get into cycling, especially the long distance cycling?
Long distance cycling, it's like, you know, it's the gradual evolution kind of thing. So you start off with small distances. Nobody thinks of long distance because as a child, I had never been an athlete. So I could never think of a long distance riding as something. But definitely, it all started with, as they say, you know, a big thing starts with a small step. So Correct. It's all with short distances. And then gradually, when you feel thirsting for more, no, I want more. So this 10 kilometer, what is this? It's very small. So let me go a bigger distance. So like that, it went on. And then now even per day, 300 kilometers. It's just like, you know, just like another ride.
Wow, that's great. So what kind of feelings, does cycling awake in you?
Yeah, here cycling for me, it's just like any other personal person getting this adrenal rush. So we get a high. The more we sweat, the more we feel, liberated, we feel happy. End of the day, all these workouts, it can be anything. It can be running for somebody, walking for somebody, or swimming. And for cyclists, it is cycling. So it's like for any other cyclist, I also enjoy that high that stems from these happy hormones. There are some happy hormones, endorphins, serotonins, that will, trigger happy hormones, because of which you feel energized. Though people think that you ride a long distance and then you still feel energized, it's not because of the physical draining out. From internally, we get energized. So that is what is more important. So,
the more you sweat, the more energy you get. Is that what it is?
The more we sweat, miss, the more we work out. I mean, sweat is just a measure of this
thing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Mm. So the more we work out, the bigger the high, and everything translates into these energy levels.
Correct. So Charan, what are some of your favorite long distance rides and multi-day rides? You have been doing this for more than a decade now, so I'm sure you must be having very interesting stories to tell us.
There are dime a dozen stories. I am definitely recording all of these stories. So when I ride, I remember each mile as if I had done it yesterday. So ever since 2013, when I started my first long distance tours, so I have documented all these. So I had made it a point to ride one tour a year for two reasons. The takeaways I want to start with here, riding with new groups is my thing, because making a new set of friends through every long distance ride is a beautiful thing. The camaraderie we share with random people, All that is a big takeaway. And also, along with that, we get to see different places. So, a cyclist suddenly, when he goes out riding tours, he becomes an explorer. Though we cover different trails, it can be anything. It can be road, highway, it can be mountain, or it can be coastal line. It can be anything. So, all these are all add to experiences. So, as I said, from 2013, I have made a point to ride one tour every year. That is the maximum I can afford because of my office engagements. Definitely, I have experienced a lot. And each tour, I make it a point to make sure that they are unique and they are different from the other. So,
They're
all documented. Yeah, all these tours have been documented and I have written down as a memoir. It's just for, my memory. Whenever I want to virtually or whenever I want to relive those tours, I just flip through all those these things and I it's like, riding all over again without sweating. So that's the joy I get riding it back.
Yeah, from there also you must be getting a lot of energy just by visiting your, the memories that you have created.
Photographs then all those faces, they keep me, energized that way. Yeah.
Correct.
It's like redoing the tour all over again. Yeah. Mm.
So do you have any challenging stories which initially made you feel like quitting, like I don't want to be here kind of?
It has never happened to me as such, because whenever I feel I'm doing something really crazy, which is not, I'm chewing more than what I can eat. If I feel that, what I'll do, I'll tell myself that you be prepared for that. You work towards that, achieving that particular thing. What I also do is, two, three confidants, I keep them posted that I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. So, I keep them posted because tomorrow I don't want to chicken out.
Yes.
So, it's like my commitment.
It's like a reminder to yourself.
It's like a commitment. Mm-hmm. So, this is very important because there are mountains which are really, really high elevation and it's really crazy to do things. And even if we go to blogs to see what people have done, how they have done, they're all, very scary stories. Nothing is like positive. They make it, really, they make a mountain of all small molehills also. So it's very tricky to even visit because individual body it is. What we think it can tame a mountain summit, so it is up to us. One is the physical strength and also there is a more to it. More than physical, it's a mind game. When you get into the summits, or the mountains, it's more than the physical thing. It becomes a mind game. There are a lot of mountain challenges that I have come across. And all these, to be specific, one example I'll give you. When we were riding...
Yeah, Charan, I will come to that question. I have a few questions on those also. I will come to that later. So, which is the most crazy trip that you have ever done so far?
Yeah. In 2014, when Mysore trip you were doing, and then I realized in one day I could do 204 kilometers. That was my first double century ride. So in 2014, and some of my friends had seen this, and they said, "Okay, Charan is game for 200." And there is another cycling team in Bangalore called Blue Mountain Bicycle Tours, BMBT. In this, they were organizing a tour a ride to Kanyakumari. That is from Bangalore to Kanyakumari. It must be some 680 or 630 kilometers, whatever it is. But here, the challenge was within 3.5 days, we have to cover that distance. So on an average, it comes to 200 kilometers minimum per day. So, that was most challenging I found, and I told the organizer, boss, it's very difficult, I have never done, I may have done one day, 200 kilometers, and I have never done back-to-back 3 days. So a lot of challenge it will be there, and I don't think I'll be able to do it. No, Charan, one day you're done, no? So you treat each day as one individual day and then tackle this. Yeah. So it's so easy to say because a lot of factors add to that. Here from Bangalore, we reach Salem 200 kilometers and Salem to Dindigul another 200 kilometers. And Salem to Tirunelveli, that's another 200 kilometers. From Tirunelveli, it's some 30-40 kilometers or 70 kilometers. But here, as we approach towards the Indian Ocean, as we go towards the end of India, the headwind gets, it is not individual day. Every day, it is worse. The sun will be hitting right from your top, and then the tarmac, the Salem highway, Tamil Nadu highway, the tarmac is 40 degrees centigrade and it is hitting from below. And add to these two, heat, the headwind. The headwind is so nasty that it will push you back. What can be such an easy highway ride? It pushes you back. And
in that situation, how did you prepare yourself? You know, what was your strategy or your mind game?
There's nothing strategy. It's just that we have to cover that distance in a day. That too, when we start off around dawn, the end we should end it before dusk. Before the sunset, we should finish. So there's no this thing. So minimum distance we have to cover, and they have some lunch point, breakfast point at that time. We have to reach and then finish it up. Honestly, doing 200 kilometers is no big deal. For endurance cyclists, doing 200 is absolutely not a big deal. The particular this stretch was challenging because of the tarmac, and then even the support vehicle, what was coming with us, they were providing us water. Anjana, the water was so hot. It is not even warm. And you know, the body needs that hydration, minimum hydration. Yes. And the luxury was just one cold water. And we were not getting that cold water because everything was boiling from inside the car boot also, and whatever zipper we have, they're all, you know, just hot. So within that, just the body wanted to get that liquid. So we made do with that. We had to make do with that particular liquid, that is water. How far it quenched our thirst? Absolutely zero. So we had to hydrate ourselves, and then also we had to replenish our salt. As we sweat, the salt level goes down in body. So
Correct.
We had to add electrolytes from
water.
Outside, and then we had to consume it. So we have to have the perfect hydration mix here. So that is one thing, we have to technically treat our body as engines. So that we managed. So this we pulled off. But after 1 week, Anjana, all my skin, the tan was there. All the skin really peeled. Like a snake, we all melted after 1 week. And we were all new with new skin. That was the harsh sun conditions.
Oh.
Headwind, and then hydration challenges we've been.
So Charan, like, you know, you have gone through all these, you know, during your cycling journey. So I'm sure you must be having a lot of, you know, endurance level and the stamina that you really need, a health stamina, I guess, to cover all these, to cover such a long distance. And having said this, you have also won the title for endurance riding from a Paris club. Can you tell us more about this?
See, I'm more, as you introduced me, I call myself an urban cyclist. Simple, urban cyclist means whenever I'm going alone, I take cycle. Earlier it was for office, like 10 kilometer distance. Later I increased it to 50 kilometer, 1.5. And then it increased to 20. And then I just left it. If I'm going anywhere in Bangalore, I'll take my cycle. So, that way, I call myself an urban cyclist. Then come the explorer. I wanted to explore more, ride more long distances. And then I became a cycle tourist. And doing one tour every year, that is fine. But in 2018 around, there was a concept emerging in Bangalore. That is called the randoning. Randoning is nothing but long distance endurance riding. So this particular club in Bangalore, Bangalore Randoneers, they conduct rides in denominations of 100, like 200 kilometer, 300 kilometer, 400, 600, 1000, 1200. Like this, different denominations ride they conduct. And here, each ride should be done within the stipulated hours.
Correct. For so, endurance level. To check the endurance level.
So, just 1 minute. I'll just recall the, what is that? The time, because you wanted to in detail. I will give you the... Okay. See, here I just mentioned some distances, the ones which I have done. So, what happened is, as a journalist, I've been covering all these cycle-related stories. So,
correct.
It's like, you know, I also wanted to cover this randoning. What exactly randoning and how the scene is picking up in Bangalore and across Karnataka in other tier-two cities like Mangalore,
the
Hubli,
overall story
and
about
Mysore.
The...
Yeah, I wanted to do a story about this randoning. So I got on to a representative from Bangalore Randoneers, and then we had a long interaction about that particular set of challenges in that randoning. So we also call it as breves. Breves also is nothing but long distance endurance rides. So here, what are the challenges and why our guys are going back again and again to do those challenges, I mean, meet those challenges and come out a winner. Here, this particular breves are organized by a Paris club, ACP, and this ACP is one world body to oversee all these breves. In India, it is tied up with some clubs, including Bangalore Randoneers. So across India, they will also be conducting such rides. Here, I was specifically speaking to Bangalore Randoneers because they were knowing the pulse of this particular thing as far as Karnataka is concerned, and they were also in touch with similar clubs across other cities. So, okay. When I spoke to those representatives from Bangalore Randoneers, end of that, anyway, story happened, and it happened in that 2018, December 27th. So, after the article came, it set me thinking, okay, Charan, you have done all these tours, and in 2017, you also done the Khardungla. So, what's stopping you from trying this breve? So, this is nothing but long distance tours, but with a time constraint. Time constraint means you are not having the luxury to spread it over days. If you are supposed to ride 400 kilometers from flag off till your, 27 hours, within 27 hours, you have to come back to the flag off point. So, it may be sun, it may be rain, it may be even dark. I mean, you are on the highway or wherever you are, you are riding continuously, day or night.
Correct.
So, this is the challenge. So, I was not game because as a tourist, we have our own rules between dawn and dusk only, we used to ride. So, this is something. And then I just resolved myself, okay, Charan, you're doing this. So, for this 2019 year, 2019, I set a condition that, I mean, resolved that I'll be coming out with all these breves. I will do a series of this. Okay, Anjana.
So, you had a great determination to do that.
I had, because my community support. If I tell my community, Charan, I mean, I want to do this, Charan, you just register yourself first, the rest we will take care. What you need to do, we will guide you. You just first register. And then I'm very happy that I'm in Bangalore cycling community. They are like a family. If one guy is crazily want to do something, they will not push you.
So you get all
just
the
like that.
From
they will
the
give you all the support from the cycle. I did not have the required cycle because the one I'm having is a mountain bike, which is an MTB, which is good for long distance tour. But here it has to be really either a road bike which is having a thinner tire or a hybrid. Hybrid means it's between a road bike and an MTB. So here my friend said, Charan, don't worry, we will arrange a mountain hybrid, you just go register. Believe me, in January first week I registered myself for 300 kilometer ride. In the night I had never ridden, but I registered myself, and then it just happened. So in the month of in the last this particular series, 200, 300, 400 and 600, we have to do these four rides within a calendar year, that is between 2018 October.
So there is a stipulated period of time when you have to complete in order to get that endurance certificate.
Yeah, I'll tell you. See, if you do 200 kilometer, we will be called a randonneur, and Paris Club will award us with a medal. If you do 300, again same thing, they will award us with a medal and then randonneur title. So all these individual are like that. But if you do all these four title rides within one stipulated year, from previous year's October till the current year, the next year's November, if you do it within 12 months, all these four rides, if you emerge with all this randonneur title, you will be called the super randonneur. Means you are just cut above the rest. That kind of title it is. And you will be given a separate medal for being a super randonneur also. So here, I started with January and February and March. Three rides were done, and the fourth was pending, and April was there. April was an election year. I just could not do that because April was a very busy month
very
for
hectic,
my in my office because it was a poll year. And then came May. That 400 ride was there in May, and it was a very challenging ride. I can compare it with this Kanyakumari thing, and 400 kilometers, and then it also happened, and then I finished 600 kilometers also. So that way, within the first 5 months of my resolution, what I set myself 1 year, 1 year, within 6 months, that is, I can technically say within 5 months, because May 30th was the flag off, and June 1st was the end point. I mean, it spread over 2 days back to back. So it spread out 2 months.
So it happened
within 5 months.
Bangalore.
I got.
It happened within Bangalore.
No. See, the 600 kilometers means we have to really go long distance. See, the first one, Melbourne.
So which are the points that you touched?
See, the first one I did is 300 kilometers from Bangalore to Melkote. Melkote is in Mandya. It's a temple town. So we went there and I came back. Against 20 hours, I took 18 hours 6 minutes in that. And then we had a Hasan. Hasan means it's towards Mangalore. So Hasan, 400 kilometers. We were given 27 hours for that. But I finished it in 26 hours 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then the 200 kilometer ride was there, and it was to Kunigal. Kunigal is towards Mabi Road, that side. And they had given 13.5 hours. I finished it in 12 hours 25 minutes. And then the
all before the scheduled time.
A little bit early.
Yeah.
And then the Guti 600. Guti is in near Anantapur, that under Hyderabad highway. So we from Bangalore to Guti is 300 kilometers. The challenge was to go there and come back. So that Guti was given some 40 hours for that. And I had, believe me, I had completed in 39 hours, 49 minutes. Just
non-stop. Was it non-stop?
Yeah. Non-stop means we can take breaks in between.
Yeah, you can take
on our
breaks
capacity.
In between. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, 11 minutes to spare, I finished that actually. So it was very close. And had I come
That's
even 12 minutes late, had I come, Anjana, it's very common. Many people do that multiple times. I just finished one set of SR rides. There are people who can do multiple. Within a year, they come out with 5-6 title rides. So it is just that here I am not fond of this long endurance rides, because you are not enjoying the scenes around. You are just like a, you know, hitting the road, and then you're only
like
counting the minutes.
It's like a race.
It's like a race. No, technically it is not a race, because it's just that you have to concentrate on your timing.
Correct.
Okay.
That's...
See, race means the one who first comes, he'll be given the medal. But it is not that. If you finish that within the time, everybody is given the same medal. So, it's more of a endurance rather than the enjoying part.
No, here
so
I meant to say you are more timed. You have
yeah.
to cycle with time. Like you have to
exactly.
be within that time.
Yeah, you're treating your body like an engine, nothing else. So you have to give food before you feel hungry. You have to hydrate it before you feel thirsty. And also, you have to get that power nap. Here the challenge is more of a power nap. How you rest your body. The more you rest, the lesser challenges, I mean, the less chances you end up reaching the finishing
yeah.
point.
Mm.
So, you have to time your body, looking at the distance and what is the elevation we are going to come across on the way. All that counts. And whether the sun will be there on your head or you're riding in the night, that you can maximize. So, all that is there.
So, Charan, while cycling for such long hours, you know, you must have gone through some wear and tear also. So, how did you handle, or how do you handle such situations, especially when you have limited resources?
See, there's nothing called wear and tear. See, I've been cycling for the past 15 years. It is just that we have to take care of our body. The way we, work out, the way we have to also pamper our body. So, basic thing is hydration. We have to make sure that minimum hydration we keep. I mean, every day, whether you're riding 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, 100, depending on that, you're hydrating your body. So, even a lapse will make body give in. So, it's very tricky, and also we have to be conscious of our thing. Wear and tear means, I understand, it's just how your body copes up with your challenges. So,
yes.
We have to give supplements. If I'm on a long distance ride, definitely I can't be having food the way we sit in cars and, you know, indulge in, okay, I'll hog like this, I'll hog that and all. No, you cannot have all that, because you know your body can digest some things. So, apart from basic...
So, you have to be mindful also at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. We have to be very careful about our intakes. How our carb intake is there for this particular ride, what are the proteins we are taking in, and also on the go, when you are not having the luxury of having hotels around, you are on a highway and you don't have access for anything, you have your basic stuff called chickies, the bananas, and then your chocolate bars, all this come in handy. We keep that in our back pockets or in our bags, pouches. So, these are the energy bars or supplements, food supplements that come in our hand, come in handy, and then we bank on that. So
while talking about nutrition and food, you know, Charan, that do you, like for instance, if you are going on a long tour or long distance cycling in the next 1 week or 2 weeks, so how do you prepare yourself? Is it that for the like within a week that you do, you avoid eating such kind of food which is not healthy or which doesn't support you during your journey?
No. Actually, you know, whenever we are talking about long distance riding or touring and all, end of the day per hour you are riding only 18 to 22 kilometers, depending on person's ability and your downhill. How the rolling terrain means how flat the road is that you can just spin off. So, basically you are riding only 18 to 22 kilometers range on an average. Okay. But it also depends on when the sun is there, it will come down, all that is there. But here, when we are doing 200 or 300 kilometers, it is not a great thing that we have to prepare something for that. It is just that we have to keep practicing. I mean, here, if somebody wants to do the Kanyakumari, definitely he has to practice himself to tune his body to ride 200 kilometers back to back. So, what people do generally is Okay, let me specifically answer to your question from my perspective. See, there's a tour. I know that for 900 kilometers spread over 9 days, it's an average is 100 kilometers. One day it can be 150 kilometers because there is downhill, and next day there can be a mountain, so it will come down to 60 or 80 kilometers. So here we know what the terrain I'm going to do, whether it's a highway or it's a mountain. So what I'll do is, before that, I just hit the trail and then I'll go to Mysore and come back. Mysore is just 150 kilometers from here. So I have done multiple Mysore tours because to prepare for such thing. So Mysore is 150 kilometer and we come back the next day. So basically, you know, 150 kilometer, the body gets tuned. And if there is a highway, mountain, what we do, we simply take the bike, go to Nandi Hills, and then Nandi Hills somewhat from city, it is 60 kilometers, 50 kilometers to the base, and then the next 10 kilometers is the summit. So it's a very challenging or a training ground, best training ground we are blessed with in Bangalore, that is the Nandi Hills. So we just go there, tame the summit, take a cycle salute, we come back. So this Nandi and Mysore, for me, at least they have been the training grounds for me. And I have done it multiple times before. I mean, multiple times, at least to make sure that before each of these tours, I have done a combination of these.
Okay. So, Charan, you have said about how you need to build your stamina, your endurance level, and how practice is so important. So if an aspiring cyclist wants to participate in an event like this, which online resources would you recommend first?
Okay. See, now compared to earlier when I started, now a lot of cycling groups are coming out with multiple day tours, or even the Bangalore Randonneurs is coming out with breves, that is the endurance rides. So now also the cycling equipment by itself is evolved. There are beautiful equipment which are, you know, imported ones. People can really pick the biggest, nicest one which fits their physique. And then a lot of groups are there. If they tag themselves with any of these groups, every group is there online now, and they are connected with Insta or WhatsApp or Facebook, a website. It's very easy to access. So anybody has a will, and if he has or she also has the will to make it big, there are dime a dozen groups they can tag with. All that they need is the will and the wheel.
Correct. So, Charan, talking about will and, you know, your determination, I came to know that you have been cycling to office for more than, 15, 16 years. And
I just want to correct you.
Yeah.
I just want to correct. It's from the Gandhi Jayanti 2007. So, it's like from the past 15
years. 14 years.
Yeah, 13 years. After 13, the pandemic struck and office became home. So, it's like, 13 years to office, and then it's individual. The 20 kilometer everyday ride continues. But it is near home, or I have done some loop. I have chosen some loops here, and I make it a point to do 20 kilometers loop
every day
around a city only, not necessarily to office. So there has been 20 kilometer ride every day for the past 15 years, but that is restricted to office for 13 years because of the pandemic.
Okay. So where do you get the energy from?
It's simple. When you get onto the saddle, automatically we get a high. So that is the energy. And maybe I feel low when I'm not riding. There have been never a day that I've not ridden. If you ask me, in the last 2 years, it's when the pandemic struck, there was a lockdown. Lockdown means some March to June, some months we were not allowed to even step out of the house.
Okay.
That was the time I could not ride. And also, apart from that, for 3 days, I could not ride, because those are the 3 days when I got my COVID jab injection.
Okay.
The next day, we were advised not to ride.
Correct.
So,
yes.
Those are the 3 days I have not ridden. All other days, minimum 20 kilometers are there every single day.
Every single day without fail.
Yeah.
That's great, Charan. Now, As I said in my introduction, that you also like to call yourself as a writer. And now, let me come to your recently released Sammelan 2.0, which is a collection of Kannada story short stories, which again is a byproduct of your long distance cycling. You know, tell us more about it.
See, in continuation with the previous lockdown thing, Anjana, when I get onto the saddle on the long distance, I'm all alone. There's absolutely no distraction, whatever. We'll be completely away from the screen also.
Hmm, you know? Correct.
So that way, it's between me and the nature. The breeze, what it hits you when you're all alone. And then it's bliss, sheer bliss. Okay? And when you're,
I think there really must be a sense of freedom also, a different kind of freedom.
You're already liberated there. Your soul is liberated. And here, you're one with nature. I'm coming to my own experience, because everybody has their own different approach towards cycling. But when it comes to me, when I get onto the saddle, when I'm all alone for 10 to 12 hours between dawn and dusk, it's sheer bliss, and then, you know, all the happy hormones will be flowing really through you, and you're in a zone. This is the time I get story ideas conceived. So these story ideas stem from different quarters. So it can be from newsroom, it can be from day-to-day life, it can be from anywhere. It can be an offshoot of a character I may have seen in a movie. It can be anything. So a lot of ideas rush through my mind at that time. And then every story idea I jot down. Whenever I take a long, I'm on a break, I jot down those points.
Okay. So here, so you have the energy to write also?
No, I jot down in phone. Points. I jot down in phone. I will not be able to write a story there. If I get a story idea, I jot down. Mm-hmm.
And if that is what I'm saying. Like, when you are tired after, you know, cycling for 200 kilometers, you are tired, but still you have the energy to jot down the points.
I'm telling you, it is not tiring. Nobody gets tired, actually. Physical thing is not a thing at all. When it comes to this kind of workout, they will be in a zone, they will be on a high. And when it comes to this, this is nothing. I feel so happy that these happy hormones have crystallized to be a story idea. So such story idea.
So one positive thing leads to another positive.
You can say that. Here, in my case, it's a story idea. I jot down. And in the last, up to 2019, believe me, 2019, there have been multiple tours in my life, and then I had never the time to write down stories. Imagine, 2015 was the last book released, and after that multiple thousands of kilometers I had ridden, but there have been no one story published. I told, like 2018 resolution, I sat down in 2019, December Christmas season. That season, I wrote a mail to myself, Charan, done. Okay. You have done tours, you have done rides, long rides. So, make a resolution to come out with a book coming year. You have story ideas. What's stopping you? You come out. I told myself, and I wrote a mail to myself also, and kept some two confidence, posted that this is my resolution. Keep reminding me. So, I thought...
That's very interesting, like how you revisit your own highs, sending an email to yourself.
Because we are
just
humans,
reminding yourself.
We are very... No, we are humans, end of the day. I'm not a superhuman. It is just that I may chicken out from a crazy ride, or I may come out with excuses to not write a book. That's our possibility. To avoid all these, distractions or deviations or, going off track, I keep 2-3 people posted, and then I work towards that. I don't know what to say.
Very interesting.
2019 I resolved, 2020, and from December itself I had thought of this. No, I had written one story and I got it published in a magazine also in January. Believe me, from January my resolution was to come out with one story every single month.
Okay.
every single month different genre, different types of stories, because when you come out with a book, you have to have variety.
Correct.
Because it may appeal to some people, some may appeal, some may not. So yes, I had to have a great mix. So I thought, okay, I had some different story ideas, and then I came out with all the different variety of stories. 6 months, I wanted to come out with 6 stories minimum and take a break and then come out with, to avoid monotony, because I don't want to be a mechanical writer there.
Correct.
No, just for the heck of it, he is not writing. So that way, I thought of spreading it out. And then this happened. When in March, I was into third story, the pandemic struck. And believe me,
that
pandemic did not allow me to write, but I took the time to write. So that is how the book came out. The book came out. I mean, the stories came out. But since the entire world came to a standstill, I had no hope that any publisher will even think of publishing, because everybody had their basic things on a priority, you know, keeping job at hand, or the publishing industry. Everything was, you know, not so rosy at that time.
Running the family smoothly. Everything was...
So many
things. It was challenging for all of us. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of horror stories happened, and then I waited for the unlock period, and then let us see when the green shooting happens in different sectors, maybe this publishing industry also will bounce back, and I waited for that. And that wait took a long time. Unfortunately, it took solid 2 years. Though I wanted to be having my book by 2020 end, it came only just 1 month back, that is 2022. But I'm happy that whatever in my control was there, I've done that. My part was there, it was done that. So even the writing continued, and then this many of these stories what I wrote also got published in some magazines, Kannada magazines. So I thought, okay, it is appealing to society. So that way, I thought, okay, I'm on track. And then as an endorsement to my thing, one publisher also came forward. They have published. Total Kannada is my new publisher. So they've been kind enough to publish this, and I'm happy that the resolution of 2020 materialized now. No regrets, because I'm very happy with the way it happened, and also I did nothing came in between. Even the pandemic did not come in between me and the book. So
Charan, having said that, you know, how has cycling, let's say, for the past, you have been cycling for more than a decade, how has cycling helped you not only during the time of pandemic, but also during your daily life now or before pre-pandemic, that how it has made your mind strong, at the same time how it has made you not to think too much about your nose?
See, here is a very interesting question. I'm glad you asked this, because cycling is like, you know, when we get onto the road, Charan has done some 96,000 kilometers or 97,000 kilometers in Bangalore alone. They ask, is it not dangerous? Or not, you know, people unkind towards you people? Yeah, that is there. Every two-wheeler rider is equally prone as much as a cyclist. The only difference is two-wheelers are seen, cyclists are invisible. Cyclists are like insects. So, we
Why
are treated
you call
like
it
that.
Like insects?
Because we are non-existent motorists. Even you take the extreme left, they will be agitated, because they think that the road is only for four-wheelers or the bigger wheel, heavy trucks or the two-wheelers, but not cyclists. I don't know, that stigma is attached, and it's a matter of time it goes, because I have seen the gradual change. When it started from 15 years back, 2007, and now there's a gradual shift, because people are aware. And anyway, in whatever capacity our cycling community creates awareness, that is fine. But coming back to this, on the road, when we hit the road, here, lot of people test your patience. Just simply to honk you to, keep you off the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just, you know, elbow you out to your footpath. They can do anything. Nothing means they keep honking to you. Just see that you are off the saddle, but you keep going. So, a lot of horror stories have been there, but anyway, it is not that, you know, we can take excuse. We have to assert our rights. that as much as you are owning a road at this point of time, we also share our road. So have the courtesy, and we have been time and again said this, because you have to assert your right. We all are here sharing the same road, so let us ride together.
Coming back to the question, Chal, how has cycling made you strong mentally?
I will come to that only. So this patience and perseverance has taught you. You when you hit the road, all these impatient people who are bullying you, you cover yourself with one insulation. You will become one Zen. I don't know how to put it, but over years of experience of riding amidst chaos, you will become a Zen. You will become a Zen, and then this is where I want to take it forward to your question. I want to answer your question. Once we get immune to all this, no, we have our responsibilities also. We have to follow signals.
Yes.
We have to follow zebra crossings. We have to take the extreme left, because we know we are the slowest on the planet. We can never compete with even Scooty. But here we know that we are to the left extreme. So knowing our limitations, knowing our rights, we keep going. And there are thousands of cyclists who are doing this. But in my case, all this negativity, or me becoming a Zen on the road whenever I'm on the saddle, has taught me how to insulate yourself from all the negativity. So when I'm coming back to the writing part, imagine me getting to write during February till that unlock period. So the world is full of negativity, Anjana. And
exactly.
Being in the newsroom, I was getting only horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
People dying, people getting hospitalized, people losing jobs, and people losing salary or salary cut. So you have absolutely no...
Everybody was suffering at that time.
Everybody was suffering. In this point of time, I'm sitting to come out with stories which was positivity. How is that possible?
Which again must have been very challenging to come up with a positive story during those times.
Yeah, I'll come back to that. The immunity layer, or the zone, what it keeps me off from negativity. How cycling has helped? I think the same thing has got shifted here. When I'm writing also, I found myself insulated from all this, and for some 5 hours in the mornings, that is before my working hours, I made a point to sit for 4-5 hours and then come out with these stories. Whether I'm right or wrong, or whether I'm on the right track, I shared with my select few readers, first set of readers I have, and they were all saying, yeah, they're different, they're modern, all that. Anyway, that book is there in the market, that time will tell, the jury is still out, but still, I'm happy that I could write positive stories which ooze positivity when the world was having the most negative, when it was running through the most negative phase.
Right. So, Charan, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So, Charan, now what is your plan for the next 5 years?
Okay then. See, when it comes to cycling, I know it's going to be commute only on cycle. So tours I may do. But anyway, I have to find a better trail. I have to get excited. The tours should excite me. As far as the trails are concerned, it can be coast.
So you are going to explore new trails and new challenges.
It will be there.
Yeah.
It will be there. And now, after coming out as a writer, after, seeing myself can write a story, fiction, utter fiction. When I'm talking about the Samilan 2.0, there is absolutely zero connection to cycles. It is all fiction having characters drawn from society. There is no cycle. But I can think of having a cycle as a theme and make a movie. Definitely, it's in my mind, because Charan is the one who is blessed in the cycling community in Bangalore to have listened to the maximum number of stories, because I have interviewed innumerable number of people from across Karnataka or outside Karnataka. Their success stories I have celebrated as a cycle writer for paper. So, not that I could write everything because of limited space, I could write only some portion of their success stories.
Yes.
In figures, because half my stories will be having data, statistics, and then the route challenges. But what goes behind that person's psyche, I could never capture because that space is not fit. But having said that, I am myself is a repository of so many success stories and also the making of those stories. And definitely, when I can create something fiction out of thin air, and I'm blessed as a cycle writer, I'm blessed with this kind of repository of stories. And one
why
day,
not make a film? That
make
is
a
your
film.
Yeah.
And also, there's a reason for this. It's not for some random thought. I have been being in the community for some 15 years. I have seen the trims, all that, you know, lose losses, all that from across the spectrum of riders of all hues from different walks of life. But here, end of the day, we are a family and we live our own parallel world. When I'm saying,
yes,
we all have a different family, we have a work life. Apart from that, everybody takes time to come out and then live this particular cycling experience. And everybody have their own approach, their own set of people to ride with, their own social media circles. They are all, you know, having their own network of people. But definitely, there has been everybody has a story. And I'm the one being, you know, connected with so many people and knowing their inside stories, the making of the cyclist in them. Definitely, I have a beautiful emotion loaded stories, definitely. And it's a matter of time that I show the world. I wish I can do it at the earliest. What parallel world we live with zero investment. Once you invest in a good equipment, you don't need even maintenance for 6 months or whatever. Basic thing is oiling, that you can get it outside, and then the air that you can pump in yourself. So just zero maintenance and with no additional fuel cost, how you can be happy? And it's not that myself, it's the community. How the community exudes you know, the joy, all that I want to show
in that film.
Yeah.
So Charan, now in the next 5 years, hopefully we'll be able to see this film of yours on cycle. And my last question, but not the least, of course, what does cycling mean to you?
Cycling is, I don't know. As I said, I live on passions. The first passion is my job, the journalist. And also, I'm blessed with living a beat. See, people in media are work on beats, but I not only love my beat, but also I live my beat. So this work has given me a purpose. So cycle is more than a tool for me to, you know, explore my thing work-wise or as a cyclist or an explorer. But when it comes to this particular thing, I have a family, I have my cycling life, but all I can say is I have Suma, my soulmate, S-O-U-L-M-A-T-E, who has been supportive in all my crazy times, and my daughter Impo, they have been so supportive to me. So that is one, soulmate. And here I have a cycle, all I can call it, in, if you insist, soulmate, S-O-L-E-M-A-T-E. So cycle is my soulmate.
Yeah, that's a great, Charan. Thank you for your time, Charan, and our best wishes to your future endeavors. With a sense
Thanks
of
a
fulfillment.
Lot.
Thank you so much. With a sense
Thanks
of
a
fulfillment.
Lot,
with a sense of fulfillment and a bag full of memories, Charan prepares for yet another pedaling journey. but this time for a flip. As Mahatma Gandhi once said, thank you, Charan. As Mahatma Gandhi once said, satisfaction lies in the effort, not in the attainment. Full effort is full victory. I'm sure this episode has been informative and inspiring one. This is your Sochcast, and thank you for listening to Inspiring Millions with Anjana. We'll be back with another inspiring and extraordinary story of a person who has touched many lives. Till then, stay tuned and stay healthy. Thank you.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.